Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
What do 8 bags of concrete mix, a cooler full of 30-pound sea bass, and a 10-inch compound miter saw have in common? They're all things that are easier to load in and out of the bed of the new F-150. Thanks to its new available Pro-Access tailgate that's also a swing gate. The new 2024 Ford F-150. Tough this smart can only be called F-150.
Available starting early 2024. Pro-Access tailgate available starting spring 2024. Cargo and load capacity limited by weight and weight distribution.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Today's Curl Classics is brought to you by Blinds Galore. Oh, yeah. I've seen these things. I've been over to Adam Carolla's house and Dr. Drew's house, and their windows look good because they got good blinds and shades over them, and they get it from Blinds Galore. With over 2 million windows covered, BlindsGalore.com does one thing, and they do it better than anyone. They build 100% custom window treatments to your exact measurements, down to every detail. Blinds, shades, shutters, drapery, cordless, motorized, blackout. BlindsGalore.com has it all, and they make it easy. Not only will your window coverings fit perfectly, but they'll look like they belong in your home. You'll get that designer look without a designer price, and you can do it all right from home. Just take your measurements, and you can customize online. They have that online builder that makes it so easy to use, and you do it right from your home. Blinds Galore is also a family-owned and run company that really cares about what they've been doing, and they've been doing this for over 20 years. So if you don't love your look, they guarantee to make it right.
Get the high-quality custom blinds and shades you've always wanted in your home, all at a great price at BlindsGalore.com. Order your free samples today to get started and see for yourself. Make sure to let them know that Adam sent you. That's BlindsGalore.com.
All right, welcome back to Carolla Classics. This is part two of today's episode, and we'll keep the clips going. We'll stay in 2010. What do we got?
This is Adam Carolla Show 352, featuring Rich Schneider, Jordan Brady, Teresa Strauss, and Brian Bishop. Rich and Jordan join in the second half, which will be in tomorrow's Carolla Classics, part two in the Carolla Classics feed, so make sure you're subscribed to hear that. Until then, we have a killer show opening with Adam, Teresa, and Brian. Adam Carolla Show 352, part one. Check it out.
Yesterday, I was complaining about my daughter.
Yeah.
She manipulates me. Here's what I did today. Took everyone out for a walk. Took the daughter, the son, and the dog out for a walk. Now, here's what my son does. My son just trots ahead. He doesn't really do anything. He just sort of walks. Owning a son.
Yeah.
Well, I own them.
Yeah.
They're mine.
You paid for them.
I paid for them. All right. Owning a son and owning a daughter. One, it's different. It's like having a cat and a temperamental dog. I'm telling you, my son is like a cat. Just leave that bowl of kibble out. He'll find his way. Bring him in at night so the coyotes don't get him. He'll be fine. You know, they just kind of do their own thing. They kind of make their own fun. They're up on the fridge. He's up on the fridge all day long, just sleeping up on the fridge. No, but seriously, it's like he goes for a walk. He's not going for a walk with me. He's going for a walk with him.
Right. It's nice that you're there, but he doesn't really need you to be there.
He would be scared if I split.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, I run away screaming just to freak him out. But, no, he goes for a walk. And when he goes for a walk, he's walking himself. He's, like, out ahead of me. He's picking up a stick. He's looking at stuff. My daughter not only has to enlist me in the walk, but has to enlist Molly. Her leash must be put around Natalia's scooter, harnessing the power of Molly, and then pulled like a lesbian in the Iditarod up the hill. The leash goes around. It's a little four wheel scooter, so it doesn't really fall over, and she sort of stands on it, and then she mushes Molly, and then Molly, you know, pulls her up the hill, and when we get to the top of the hill, it's time to head back down, and then she insists on me walking her. She gets back on the scooter. I have to walk her down. And she hangs on to me. And I tell her, you steer. And I'll sort of keep my hand on it so you don't go too fast. And she refuses. No, you steer. You steer. You steer. She just hangs on to me. And so I basically walk in a probably about the worst posture you can be in, that sort of half slumped over. Like I walk with the posture of a Yeti. You know what I mean? Just sort of that, like trying to bend down, walking down a hill and trying to bend down low and hold this scooter. And then we come to my driveway. And she hops off her scooter and she's like, all right, now put it up in the garage, old man, and give it a wipe down. I'd like it to smell of carnauba tomorrow morning.
Armor
all those plastic tires, would you?
I would like it if she said, keep it close.
Keep it close, yeah.
Just in case she felt like another ride, doesn't want the valet to take it too right. far away. Mm-hmm. Here's a 10.
Keep it close.
Yeah.
So she brings, she sets me down at the bottom of the hill there, and she's like, you know, bring it up. And, you know, I don't do much parenting, which is, you know, double-edged sword. It's not all good. It's not all good, but I don't do a whole lot of parenting.
Pictured you at all these, like, Daddy and Me yoga.
You know what I am? You know what I am? You know, like, when you make an independent movie, there's some financier that's never on the set very much.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
He's paying for everything. That's me.
You just want your name in the credits.
That's all I want. I want my daughter to get, like, a walk-on role.
Right, that's
you
it.
You know, I'm not even going to be there. I'm in Denver most of the year.
This is really just a tax write-off for you.
Yeah, I don't care if it makes money. Just want to see me in the credit. I want to go to the showing. You know, I want to go to the opening.
I'm not a line producer. I'm not setting up catering.
I'm not going to be there, like, you know, suggesting lines and fucking with the script or anything. That's how I parent. Give a couple bucks and I just stand back. That's
and then you all. Show up on opening night.
That's right.
See how it turned out.
Have a toast with everyone and then go back to Denver.
Yeah, college graduation would be nice to see. Like, what are you like, Natalia?
Well, college
How'd
or
your
high
mom
school.
Do?
I'm not doing both.
Either way. Wait? One or the other?
That's like 2 in 5 years. Yeah. Or whatever it takes.
Depends.
The point is this. I decide to do just a little bit of parenting.
Oh.
So I say, Natalia, you take your scooter and bring it up. You bring it up the hill. You bring it up the driveway. Now, she argues, she bitterly disputes this. I can't. Come on. The thing's made of plastic and it's nothing to it. And she's scrappy. You know, pick it up and push it up the hill. Or just, no. And immediately, belly. Oh, like really. Like I took a red hot sprinkler key and just seared her inner thigh. Like, come on, honey. And she's put. Now, meanwhile, she's now carrying it up the hill. The great thing about being a kid is them, like, crying and bellying, I can't, while they're doing whatever it is they say they're doing. They can do it with brushing their teeth. They can do it with carrying something. So I'm like, no, it's impossible. But they're doing it with ease as they're belly aching about it. So she walks it up, and she gets up to you know, almost the top of the driveway. And then she parks it about 5 feet from the, you know, the sort of end zone. And she goes, no! She falls down her knee. She's like William Dafoe in Platoon. That's what she looked right. like. It's slow motion down, helicopters overhead, concussion of the helicopter blades going around. That's right. Just,
Tom Berenger above, leave her behind.
Yeah. Falls down, just arms up to the heavens. No.
Arms.
So I say, listen, come on. You good? Let's go on. It's 5 feet. And she's pushing it around like a rag doll, you know. So and then she's crying about it. She pushes it up. She gets to the top of the driveway. I said, good. Oh, no. Now she's an emotional wreck. She's a wreck. And, you know, she's sobbing and whatever. And she wants me to pick her up, and then I pick her up, and I carry her up to the door. And when I get to the door, she's belly. Oh, what happened? Did she roll down the hill? Did she fall? Oh, and then as soon as she sees my wife, she's screaming and belly aching again. And what happened, Daddy? You know, and it seems really like I took her out in the woods and raped her. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
She Instead really
knocked you out.
Instead of
pushing a stupid plastic scooter up the hill, and she's crying, whatever. And the point is this. As I was saying yesterday, this is – I should get a W.
Where's Sonny?
Sonny is in the pool face down at this point. No one cares. Like, the point is, he's so, I don't even know. Who's Sonny? That's the point. It's the point. He's just, she's squeaking like a wheel, and she's getting the grease, and everyone's paying attention to her. And so in her mind, I know in her little psyche, you know, I'll say, oh, well, Daddy went and took you for a walk, went up the hill, went down the hill, spent all his time, never touched
Sonny. Hunched over the whole way down the hill, ignored Sonny.
Yeah, one little nice... there was a nice moment. Don't you love that stuff where people have to witness stuff? Like, Sonny's like, I got to take a pee. I got to make a pee-pee. And he wanted to make a pee-pee, like, right there in the road. And I was like, no, no, no. You walk off the road, you know, walk into the scrub brush a little bit here. We'll take a whiz behind this bush here. Just, you know, let's get off the street here because car coming up the street or something. So there's nobody. Nobody walks up this hill. It's a dead end. There's nobody around. There's nothing. You never see a human being on this hill. And if you do, it's occasional car going up there, but that's about it. So take Sonny into the scrub. Walk off the street about 8 feet. Go behind a bush. No sooner does his cock come out and he starts whizzing when a woman comes walking up the hill with her dog. Now, there's Molly. Molly's leash is around the scooter. The scooter's falling over, and Molly's just dragging it in a circle in the street. And you just can't think of a worse piece of pet ownership than the dog being strapped down to a Radio Flyer scooter, and it's just driving in a circle while a little girl just stands there. And I'm nowhere to be seen. Like a good woman, she just walked right past
her. Oh, God bless her.
The kid's peeing. But, I mean, I didn't see a human being. I never seen anything. As soon as his dick comes out, somebody just pops out every time. Like, what is that thing? There has to be a witness all the time. Like, whenever Molly takes a shit and there's somebody has to show up or pop up. So he's taking a piss. I'm trying to explain to him he shouldn't piss into the wind. Literally, there's a wind whipping up the
hill.
He's
looking everywhere for a sink.
Yeah, I should give him a mini mobile sink to pee into. So, but anyway, so we get back. Natalia's belly aching. And this has now went from a W to a loss in the parenting column. You
How
see what
did
I'm
this
saying?
Happen? You set out to take the whole family for a walk, give the kids quality time. You essentially ignored the boy to give her all the attention she wanted.
Utterly.
And then you actually, in another moment of good parenting, you set a limit. You showed her that she could do something on her own.
The point is, on her little emotional golf card, I'm getting a fucking triple bogey on this one.
So how does
Because I had her lift her 18 ounces worth of scooter the last 14 feet of the way.
So
you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I know what she's doing.
What's her version that she tells the therapist?
She's going to go, and they're going to go, they're going to say, well, what about you? Did he spend any time at all with you? Did he ever show any interest? Well, once in a while, if Molly needed to be walked, he would go ahead and let me come along with him. That'll be it. But then at the end, when we got to the driveway, he would insist that I'd bring up the scooter, and when I'd ask him why, he'd scream at me, it's because you're so fat. And then she'd have another bite out of something while she's crying.
In therapy, they let you eat? Because if I had known this, I would have had a lot better therapy sessions.
They should put a buffet out there for
you. No, now you're talking.
Yeah.
Wait, this is a whole new kind of therapy.
Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, this is how it'll go. It'll go like he would scream at me to do. And by the way, it won't be 18 ounces worth of plastic scooter. It'll be a combine or something.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It'll
turn into some, turn into some tractor from Green Acres. I mean,
yeah, drag she had to haul
driveway.
the
in her mind, in her mind, it'll be the fucking Andrea Doria that she had to drag up the fucking driveway. Yeah. So you're damned if you do, damned if you don't.
But maybe parenting is like running. I mean, you don't want to not run for a month and then go out and run 20 miles.
You're
going to hurt yourself.
Yeah, I got a cramp.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Weekend warrior type thing.
Yeah.
Teresa's saying never run.
Well, listen, I get it.
But no, jog a little every day.
Now, listen, I tried to do the right thing.
You tried?
And I was burned by it. So never again.
That's a great idea.
Like the Jews say.
Fool me once.
Never again. Yeah, never forget.
Oh, yeah, never forget. Is that what they don't do?
Well, we don't forget.
They can't really go never again because they're not really up to them.
Yeah, that's
right. It's
not
like Poland's going to buck up and kick the shit out of Germany next time around.
No.
You could go never forget.
Never
but
forget.
But when it's happening again, you can go, this is just like what happened before. I remember.
I remember there was something we were supposed to remember, keep our eyes on.
Well, it's this, but we can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, after the Rams lost their first three games last year, they could have went never again, never forget. But it doesn't matter. It's just going to happen again when the Patriots come into town. Yeah. Now, where were we?
Talking about Natalia.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
That's a disaster.
We were going to talk about Shoddy Radio.
Ah, yes. Gentlemen. Yes, our good friends over at shoddyradio.com. Chris and Danny brought us a bunch of gifts. They brought you booze.
I just took a sip.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, it's going to help the news. Yeah.
Oh,
God, you go to shoddyradio.com. And again, they're just guys. They're just fans. They just brought us some muffins and some booze and what the hell.
I brought some DVDs for Brian.
Yeah. We ain't uptight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give him a shot. Why
That's
not?
Nice. Yeah. I mean, I missed you, Whiskey. That's all I can say.
Be back tonight. Hey, T.
Yeah?
And by the way, we're going to do some totally topical TiVo trivia. And
Teresa can tank.
Rich Shiner and Jordan Brady are going to be in here from, they're going to do, well, I'm guessing it's a documentary about being a stand-up comic. Rich Shiner's a really funny stand-up comedian. And Jordan, I guess I'm going to get to know. Although when I meet him, if he says, oh, yeah, I did Love Line 3 times, you go, yeah, yeah. And that's what
Adam was saying. You were really cool.
Yeah. All right. Ready to do a little news?
I am.
From the International News Center. Next to Donnie's Mini Bikes. This is the news with Teresa Strasser.
Well, speaking of Jews, confirmation hearings began for Supreme Court nominee Elena Kagan.
Never married.
Kagan?
Yeah.
Oh, do you
Never
think
Never married
she,
or no kids?
She's an Iditarod musher?
She could be mushing a sled.
Ooh. Yeah. I hadn't thought about that.
Instead of like box muncher, they should just be sled musher.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's synonymous.
Yeah.
She mushes sled.
Yeah.
Let's just say she does enjoy.
I mean, it'd be nice in a be nice in a sentence like, "How come your dad never talks to your sister anymore?" When she was in college for Thanksgiving, she got drunk and just announced that she mushes sled in front of everybody. And my grandmother clutched her heart. My father's never forgiven her, especially after Nana passed.
In prepared remarks, Kagan.
He just said he didn't raise a sled musher.
Kagan promised to, quote, do my best to consider.
I don't think she really, I mean, I'm not saying she doesn't mush sled, but I don't think her heart's into it. I think if the right dude came around.
What if she was just experimenting with that sport? You know what I mean? She wasn't going to be a musher forever.
I think it's a phase.
A four-year musher.
I think the sled mushing is a phase.
Yeah, just seeing what it's like.
She'll go from sled musher to cock chugger as soon as a guy comes around. As soon as a nice doctor comes around. You believe you me.
Kagan like promised, believe you me.
Seems like a long way to go for believe me.
Believe
it. a few extra words in there for just believe me. How about just trust me? Seems like that'll do.
Kagan promised to, quote, do my best to consider every case impartially, modestly, with commitment to principle and
importance. Now I'm looking at a
picture.
Is that Kevin James?
That is Elena Kagan.
It's Patton Oswalt.
Oh, my God, it is Patton Oswalt.
Patton has lost some.
Whoa.
Patton's put a few pounds on.
Jeez. I don't know about
Kevin James in there, too.
Little bit. Yeah, it's like quite a combo. You throw in a green blazer.
You think the pearl necklace is like a subtle symbol? Like, hey, I'm straight.
I'm a girl.
The green blazer is the one that means she's won the Masters of sled mushing.
Oh, no.
Wow, I'm now looking at Kevin James.
Well, listen, if you're hot, are you going to become like the dean of Harvard Law and go to Princeton? And why would you bother?
It's not like any of those chicks from the GoDaddy commercials 20 years from now are going to be sitting on Supreme Court.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I remember her from the GoDaddy commercial.
Although, if I must say, I always thought Ruth Bader Ginsburg's quite attractive.
What?
Yes.
Yeah.
I love her.
Yeah. I don't know.
I know she's older
what
now.
What do I have, the trading cards? I don't know what any of them look
She just lost her husband, too. It's very sad.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh. This is one of your better, it looks like. We have to put this on AdamCarolla.com.
Yeah.
This
could be better than Chris Carter and Godzuki.
Yeah, this is, oh, my God. It's freaking me out.
Somebody Photoshop her hair on his face.
Yeah, that's just really just missing. I think it's the first picture. I think the first picture you had of Kevin James was the one that, I don't know why.
God. Now, he's got a star in the made-up movie where they need a female nominee.
Yeah.
So they put him in drag.
Right, right, yeah.
And they throw some pearls on him and call it a day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
During the hearing, she was met with both criticism and praise. Republicans criticized her lack of experience. Mm.
Little Jeff Ross sprinkled in.
In the eyes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Senator Dianne Feinstein said Kagan was unquestionably qualified to serve on the Supreme Court.
There's a shocker.
And called her lack of judicial experience refreshing.
I like that. They should do that when they hire coaches, like for USC. Yeah.
You don't want a guy who's already been tainted by coaching
a guy
other schools.
Jaded by 20 years at the high school level.
Who wants that?
He's 5-10.
Yeah.
Set in his ways.
first season out of Pop Warner. I like this guy. Well, there's a guy we have to interview tomorrow who doesn't know what football is, by the way.
Oh, that's so really refreshing.
He's a front runner so far.
Could get him a sign. Is he signed?
You know what? Beginner's mind. You
gotta give people all this, what do you call it, experience on our Supreme Court. I like that.
She does have an exceptional academic background. She just hasn't done a lot of litigating.
Whatever. She's in.
She's in.
Look at her. Where's she going?
Right? I know.
She's going to put in some long days.
She's going to Alaska.
Yeah. And you know, such thing as a weekend off.
Yeah.
There's no weekends going to be taken. Now, here's the whole thing. Are there some women you don't – there is a – pardon the pun. There's a third box to check. You do not have to be just straight or lesbian.
Right. You can
homosexual.
Be
homosexual. You can just be sort of
asexual.
And and it doesn't have to be your fault. You know what I mean? You could be, you know, incarcerated in solitary confinement, trapped on Devil's Island, or look like that. You know what I mean? I mean, it doesn't have to be your fault. Although, I found there's like always a dude who's willing to sort of buck up and love a homely woman. Yeah, I mean, they're out there.
No, it's true.
They're out there. Now, the problem is they're usually here's the problem. Pow, I got an idea.
Okay.
All right. Dig on this. So we do this thing in society where we go, well, listen, there's a bunch of rich, fat, old, fuck, bald guys. You know, Henry Kissinger is pulling down tail. He's no prize. But look, it's his position. It's
right.
His position. Of course, you know, it's an aphrodisiac.
It's powerful.
Power. Yeah.
Smart.
So we understand that. Well, how come it doesn't work that way with women? Shouldn't a woman who's, you know, heading up a Fortune 500 company or about ready to sit on the Supreme Court, what about her? Doesn't it work the same way? I say it works in the opposite way.
I agree with you.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Don't start with me, bitch. I'll bury you. What?
I agree.
Huh?
It's actually harder. If Kagan was...
I think I'm going to have reasons that are different than yours, but go ahead.
I think you will, too. But if Kagan or someone who looked like, you know, similar, were maybe doing something less intimidating, she might have a better chance.
No. Here's what it is. Although it sounds good. Men aren't nearly as caught up with that as women think we are. We're not that shallow. Like,
if you're hot, you're hot.
She's smart and she makes a lot of money and men don't like... Every guy I went to high school with would gladly date a rich chick and fucking be fine with it. Like, that's all the goofballs I went to high school with. But believe you me and Brian, when I say, you know, don't worry, because when push comes to shove, we always know we can kick your ass.
Right.
We're not that intimidating. We'll beat you arm wrestling.
But then what about like a female boxer wrestler?
No, here's what's going on with this broad. She is you know, again, Kevin James asked physically. There are guys who want to date her. They're out there. There are guys who will hook up with that, but they're house painters. And she can't be seen with a guy who's five rungs down the social ladder. See, if you think about it, you can be seen, it's totally acceptable for the politician, the dignitary, the owner of the sports franchise to be seen with a hot young chick. Oh, she was a model, whatever. Now she's a mom or housewife or whatever. If she's dating some dude, it's like, what is this dude? He's a roofer. That ain't going to work right.
Well, people will make fun of it, like Cher and the Bagel Boy.
Right, right. That's all. We all clearly know what he's there for.
Right.
If this guy is a successful attorney, then he doesn't want any of that. So her choice is sort of nothing. If in fact she's not a sled musher. Her choice is between nothing and a guy who has his own pool cleaning business, but he runs it out of a station wagon. And she can't be seen with that guy, you know, making the scene in Washington.
That being said, I can't believe how unforgiving men are of 30 pounds. I can't believe it. I've known so many pretty women. They just have 30 pounds extra and guys will just immediately eliminate them. Just eliminate them. And I don't know if it's because they really find it unattractive or because they don't want to bring her around their friends.
I wonder if the women like it a little bit, too. In the sense that it's sort of like this. You know, I don't like to talk about myself on the podcast, but here it goes.
You're opening up?
I did, as I mentioned yesterday for 25 minutes, I did a car race. And
you're into cars?
Yeah. And there's a couple cars out there that were just more, they're just built. They have more horsepower in my car, and I'm never going to catch them. Never going to catch them. And there's times when I think, I got to get a bigger engine. I got to do my engine up so I can catch these guys. And then there's times where I think, you know what? If you do, then you'll have no excuse.
Yes.
If I could catch these guys and I had the same horsepower they had and they still beat me,
yes,
now they're better drivers.
Now we're
than
on
I
the
am.
Same page. If I keep this 30 pounds on, I don't have to question why guys aren't asking me out.
Right.
And Dawson, dig deeper.
And I never have to, and I never have to deal with it. You know yeah. what I mean? Like, I came in fourth place. The 1 through 3 guys, they had better cars than me, and I get to be the king of the fourth placers now. If I ever want to step up with them, they'll probably just beat me anyway. But now I have no excuse.
Yeah.
So that 30 pounds is like my lack of 30 horsepower. I kind of like it down here.
Back in the radio days, you probably remember this, but you posed a question to all the dudes in the room. Would you rather be with a fat chick or be by yourself?
Uh-huh.
And all the guys said by themselves.
What is it?
And really? I think Teresa was crushed.
By the way, that's
personally,
like,
but you were disappointed.
Imagine if you opened a restaurant and people said, "Would you rather eat at Teresa's restaurant or just
starve.
Not have food?" And they're like,
"Starve."
You know what? I'm sure I'll pass a dumpster, or maybe someone will hit a dog or something. I'll get some roadkill on the way home.
It's so cruel. I mean, and
how fucking brutal is that?
It's brutal. And by the way, I recently got this from a very good friend of mine who's incredibly smart. And
it's not,
kind
it's not
and ethical
some fat
and diplomatic.
Chicks, it's no fat chicks.
Yeah,
you understand
but,
the
I'm
license
not even
plate
talking, I'm not even talking fat. I'm talking chubby. Like
yeah.
A little bit
I
overweight.
Know.
And it's like,
worse.
Out.
We could be fucking them, but they refuse to lose that last 20 pounds.
They're just invisible. But is it like so disgusting?
It's a bigger attraction, right?
Do they look that gross? Or is it just some sort of social.
Here's the weird thing. I assume, Adam, you've yeah. at one point in your life been with a larger girl.
I had to.
We all have.
I drove to San Diego. What was I going to do?
What's the tipping point there? What is it that begins?
Yeah, literally like, tipping.
Literally
the scale.
Tipping. I had to tip a few drinks. That's what that was
right.
a tipping point. I tipped the bartender quite nicely. That's what you're asking. I juiced myself up, and I roofied myself.
You roofied yourself?
I roofied myself, and well, I hit look, myself with a skillet, and I drank a quart of Jameson's, and I got to it.
If you're on a Uruguayan soccer team and you crash...
Mm-hmm.
In the mountains, and
mm-hmm.
you run out
gotta
of food.
Got to eat your best friend.
You're going to eat your best friend, right?
I would eat the guys according to who, you know, who let the most goals pass them, yeah. you know, who's played. I'd eat them sort of based on their bad performance on the field.
Always with an eye towards the future. Like, hey, when we are rescued, the teams get back together. So
yeah, so let's eat
the bench
the guys,
warmers first.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
MVP is safest.
Right. All right. Sorry, T. Where were we?
Kagan.
Yeah.
So it looks like she is going to make it through
mm-hmm.
and be the fourth woman on the United States Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
Another woman in the news, Angelina Jolie, she's opening up about her family life in the new edition of Vanity Fair.
Boy, I bet John Voight's ecstatic about that. She could talking about pops or just talking about her kids?
Talking about her kids. She's got a new movie, Salt, opening in July.
Mm-hmm.
She reveals that her daughter, Shiloh, dresses like a little dude.
Yeah.
She likes to dress like a boy. She wants to be a boy, so we had to cut her hair. She thinks she's one of her brothers.
Mm.
As for the other kids, Jolie explains, Mad's a real intellectual, which I can take no credit for genetically. Zahara's got an extraordinary voice and is just so elegant and well-spoken.
Are these Vegas hotels or these kids?
They're kids. Opening at the Zahara.
What the fuck?
Shiloh's hysterically funny. One of the goofiest, most playful people you'll ever meet. Knox and Viv are classic boy and girl.
Anna, listen. I'm going to go on a record right now. My kids are average at best. Let's face it.
What's so bad about that? Why does everybody have to be extraordinary?
Listen, I would have killed to be a C student in high school. Killed.
As for whether she and Brad Pitt plan to have more children, Angie explained, we're not opposed to it, but we want to make sure we can give everybody special time. We want to make sure we don't build a family so big that we don't have absolutely enough time to raise them each really well.
Special time sounds like a euphemism for you know what.
Diddling?
Yeah. We'll make sure
I don't
we have a little
think
special time with everybody.
For each and everyone, especially
yeah.
that little Pax.
Mm.
It's getting so cute.
Mm-hmm.
The little girl, Shiloh, when I've seen her in pictures, little tomboy girls are really cute.
Yeah. Well, especially when your mom is one of the most beautiful women on the planet and your dad is one of the most beautiful women on the planet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They're
I
both
mean, you
so
take a
pretty.
Look at, take a look at a 21-year-old Brad Pitt. That's a hot chick.
A 21-year-old Brad Pitt
yeah,
or
she's hot.
A 30-pound overweight woman.
Well, just oral?
Oral.
Well, is it going to be Brad Pitt? You know what I mean? Can I turn on Access Hollywood and say, hey, hey, yeah, he blew me back when? Or vice versa. You know
Legend,
what I'm saying?
Legends of the Fall Brad Pitt with the long hair?
Yeah.
That's a lot. Yes.
I don't want the weird beard Brad Pitt. That scratched my balls.
What about Thelma and Louise Brad Pitt?
He could blow me.
He was really pretty.
Longer.
That over somebody who's 40 pounds. But if the girl's just giving you oral, what does it matter what she weighs?
No, you're right.
Not going to be touching
right.
her.
That's
Interview
cool.
with the vampire Brad Pitt with the long hair.
Yeah. Okay. Taking a turn for the homoerotic.
Well, from Angelina Jolie to the off-brand version, Megan Fox.
Yeah.
She got married. She and Brian Austin Green were married at a small, intimate ceremony at the Four Seasons Resort on the Big Island of Hawaii.
Wow.
The couple tied the knot last week. They met on the set of Hope and Faith back in 2004 and have been dating on and off ever since. This is the first marriage for both. The Green has an 8-year-old son with actress Vanessa Marcel.
Yeah. Oh, that's her? Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
What?
I had a little quiet time with...
she's pretty.
No, with Brian.
Oh, she's pretty too.
No, we just got into that. You know what's weird? What's weird is if you talk to celebrities, like, you know, whenever I talk to Alec Baldwin and he's like, my daughter's at her mom's house and her mom is, not being cooperative and I got to pick her up at her mom's. I'm like, just say Kim Basinger. You know what I mean?
Like, we know.
It's like it's weird though when you hear about it. And when I was talking to Brian during the Toyota Grand Prix, we had a little quiet time in the bed of a pickup truck. getting ready to go do the race. I mean, just kind of doing that man-to-man lament thing. And, you know, divorce is a bitch and custody of the kid's a bitch. And opened up a little about the ex-wife. You know what I mean?
Vanessa.
A little. Yeah, I didn't say her name.
Baby mama.
I didn't know who he's talking about.
But you can Google it and find out, right? When he says the mom, I mean, it's not hard to find out who he means. It's a matter of public record at this
point. Yeah, now, would you do that?
What?
Google to find out who Brian Austin Green's ex is.
No, I probably wouldn't have.
No.
I'm sure you didn't. What I mean by that is I'm sure you didn't have Lynette Google it.
Right. No, here's the thing. There's a kind of a, you see, that's a kind of a weird narcissism. Yeah. Here's my Googling works. Let's see.
Brian, with a Y? Like
Brian,
bald? Or
Brian. Oh, my God. Can I tell you just a huge... Can I tell you how fucking retarded I am? I mean, I'm going to talk about... No, I... See,
yes.
Here's the whole thing. People... I'm not... It's not because I'm a better person. I'm so narcissistic, I don't give a shit about other people.
What do I care?
It's not like I don't
mom.
Care who his baby mom is. Yeah. She's a nice guy, nice conversation. He gave me that, you know, I'm having a problem. You know, it's a pain in the ass, child custody, blah, blah, blah. And I was on to the next... My next problem. You know what I'm saying? I'm not interested.
How does this affect my life?
No,
what
listen.
What happens with your kid...
Yeah.
Not affect me.
Yeah.
I'm busy making my daughter hate me.
Right. I got to ruin my own kids.
That's
I don't
shit
got time
to do.
For this. Yeah. Can I tell you something? Yeah. If you really want to know where I'm at. So it's last night and I get home pretty late and, you know, it's about 11 o'clock and my wife comes into the den. I'm having my red wine and she said, Entourage. First night, Sunday night. Did you TiVo it? Did you watch it? I said, oh, shit, that was the first season one, it's already upon us? She said, yeah. So I said, shit, I got to put it in the TiVo queue.
Yeah.
So I go, get ready to type. I get there, and I go to the, like, shows to record.
And you try to get a spell entourage?
Entourage.
No.
N. T. And it's like Ontario on demand, you know, on. And then you're getting mad. You're calling it TiVo. Come on, stupid. Entourage.
It's a show. It's on HBO.
O-N-T-E-R. And at a certain point, the thing just says tilt on it. Like it goes, no, you need not type any more letters into your made up word. It doesn't exist. We don't recognize any of it.
Yeah, it's after 20 attempts, oh,
I've done
it. Off.
I've done it where I got 4 letters into a 8 letter word and it went fuck off. Like you're so far off. We're not even going to, we can't even get close to this. So I'm sitting there and I'm going, O N T, on. And then I'm sitting there and I go, oh, wait a minute. A U
those are both phonetic.
Entourage. A, all right. E, no, A-U-N. And now I'm closing my eyes and trying to picture the billboards and shit
you
while I'm driving.
With the A-U?
Well, then I flop back to just HBO. And I said, you know what? I'll just go to HBO.
Fine.
And I'll just keep going forward. I'll just keep going forward until I get to the next day and the next day. And eventually it'll be on at like 4 a.m. on Tuesday morning. Fucking go forward like 5 days. Just none of it's there. So then I go to like HBO HD and HBO in Espanol. And there's like there's five HBOs, HBO South and HBO Reseda. And I'm like going forward. Can't find. So now I go back to the part again. I'm like, okay, listen, I gotta spell entourage here. Oh wait, E. Got it. E N T E. And it's like, again, it's like it's flatlining again. I'm like, okay, listen, I don't know where to go anymore with this. I think I'd go upstairs and like try to Google it or something and find it.
Same
written
problem,
on something.
Though.
No,
then
because
you go,
the TiVo's.
I can spell HBO.
The TiVo
put
is.
That in.
TiVo's tougher on spelling. This DVD thing or the DVR thing, it's tougher than Google
it is.
It's less forgiving.
Yeah,
you have to get the shit right.
Yeah.
If it's like 50 years of the legend Muhammad Ali and you just type in Muhammad Ali, like it won't come up sometimes. You have to get 50 years of the legend or whatever it is. So, I sat there like a fucking retard because I couldn't spell entourage. How many people can't spell their favorite show? I mean, above five.
It's probably unusual. I mean, because you've probably seen the billboard a lot.
A million times.
Yeah.
A million times. Start right on with that O.
That's a tough word.
But it should be pronounced. It should be entourage.
Is it from, isn't it from the French?
Entourage.
Right.
They just call the fucking show Entourage like it should be called. Entourage.
It's a hit!
I'd like to judge you, but I said Your Majesty. Yeah. Although that's not actually a word.
Yeah. No. Your Majesty is the kid's name.
I called him Your Majesty. I just tried to upgrade my pronunciation.
When you pronounce a kid's name correctly and it still sounds like a fucking
joke. It did sound fucked up.
All right, give us one more story and then we'll bring in our guests.
Well, in other celebrity wedding news, Mario Lopez says he plans to make an honest woman out of his baby mama, Courtney Maza.
Yeah.
When asked by Us Magazine whether he's going to marry his pregnant girlfriend, the extra host said, "That's on the way. We've got a new house, a new dog, new baby, so it's on the way."
Pretty soon there'll be a new wife.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah. What? I think he was with the other one 8 days or something.
Allie Landry.
Yeah. So if he beats that by even a week,
well, I think he got caught screwing around on his bachelor party or something. I can't remember why she was honeymoon. I can't remember why she was pissed. Oh, by the way, I like the fact that you just cheating in the first 2 months of marriage is not enough for you to be pissed. It's like it's got to be on the honeymoon or the bachelor party or whatever it was. But either way,
also. Dominic West. Oh, I love him. Wire fans will agree with me.
No.
He's Jimmy McNulty.
Got I don't know how to spell Wire, so I can't watch it.
No, that's an easy one. You should watch The Wire because you can...
It's called Wire. Well, it's called Y.
We started out, though.
Y-E-R.
But the word Y, how would you spell that?
Y-apostrophe E-R.
The Y, right? How would you spell?
Oh, well, W-H... Y-E-R. Y-E-R.
Got off to a good start.
Okay, see why that thing's
it's
broken?
It's old English.
It's broken.
He got hitched over the weekend. He married his college sweetheart, Catherine Fitzgerald, in Ireland. The couple's been together since the early 90s, and they have three kids, 3, 2, and 1.
Yeah.
God, how do you do that?
You know what I like to do? I like to graduate. I'm going to tell my son, listen, you graduate from college, then you have a couple of marriages, and then when you're like 65, you go back when you're rich and everything, and you marry some 19-year-old floozy who went to the same college you went to, and then you can tell everyone I married my college sweetheart.
It's a good idea.
But it's really my college's sweetheart.
Right.
She went to your college. It's one of these things where people investigate.
Oh,
they're going to find out the truth.
Yeah.
But it doesn't make you sound like an old fuck.
No, that's smart. Because everyone has respect for you if you marry your... What about your high school sweetheart? That's even better.
Yeah, but that's weird.
It is weird.
Because you'd be in your 60s going back
to
school now.
Yeah, it's creepy.
You know, unless you've held back a grade.
Well, that concludes this segment of the news.
Mm. Yeah,
more of Teresa's news coming up. If you don't listen, you're an anti-Semite.
Yeah, you are.
And that was Teresa and Brian. and Adam Carolla back in 2010. Make sure to tune in tomorrow to hear Rich Schneider and Jordan Brady joining. Jordan actually called in this week when we were talking about the Famira commercial where the with the yoga girl with in her singing hoo-ha. So I love that he called in and everyone was kind of just laughing about it. It was really cool, and he might be a caller of the year nominee because of it. Who knows?
And I was clutching my pearls. No, he's been on the show before. You embarrass him.
Oh no!
But because somebody billed it as I Am Comic, it's a little harder to go through the guest history, which is what I've been working on for like 5 years to try to assemble the greatest database of all the guests, and soon it will be complete.
That's right.
Hopefully.
And also, if anybody wants to request a clip, it's really easy. You just email us, classics@adamcarolla.com, or you could find us on Instagram, @GiovanniGiorgio, @ChrisLoxamana1. Slide in our DMs. Let us know what you want to hear. We want to play them for you and share those moments with the rest of the audience. Now, let's get going with our final clip of the day. We got a Rotten Tomatoes game.
Yeah, jumping 1,800-plus episodes in the future, Adam Carolla Show 2165, featuring Jeff Meacham, Gina Grant, Brian Bishop. This one is from September of 2017. It's Rotten Tomatoes game 112. Jeff Meacham plays a round of Tom Cruise-themed Rotten Tomatoes game. Check it out.
All right, should we play the game? Mm-hmm. We got a theme song and we got a theme. It's Tom Cruise, everybody.
Blitz, and the gang makes their picks, guessing if it's rotten or fresh.
If they guess it exactly, we'll get a bonus 5.
It's the Rotten Tomatoes game. You know how we do it. Give me the Rotten Tomatoes game. Now it's time to play it.
All right, so this is all Cruise movies, and we're picking the score, the average critic's score. Not top critics, not people, just the average critic's score.
All right, our first movie has Tom Cruise as Captain Nathan Algren, as American military officer, hired by the Emperor of Japan to train the country's first army in the art of modern warfare. 2003's The Last Samurai.
Oh, right, you're going to want to write down your answer.
All right.
James Mangold, I think.
Who directed?
Yeah.
I'm always bad with directors.
I have no idea on this movie. I remember. It was a book, right?
Edward Zwick.
Edward Zwick. There it is. Yeah.
Was it a book? Or am I making that up?
They're all books.
They're all books.
Yeah, it looks like it was a book.
And I sort of remember it being a big thing. Like, hey, it was a book, and now we finally made it in a movie. But then it was a lot, much ado about the movie, but then it didn't really pan out.
It was the big reveal of Ken Watanabe. That was his kind of breakout.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to say the critics didn't hate it. I'm going to say they didn't love it. I didn't hear a lot about it, but probably had a lot of nice period garb. 66%.
68%.
56%.
64%.
Mm. Well, someone's on the nose. Mm. And his name is Adam Carolla.
Oh, yeah, it is.
The Last Samurai is fresh at 66%.
I'll take a little credit, too. I was 2% off.
No, you're screwed because that means he gets a 5-point deduction.
I get a 5-point deduction.
You get nothing.
What? You said 64?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
No, he said 66.
You heard me wrong.
Our next movie, I've never seen it.
Blasphemy.
One random day in San Fernando Valley, a dying father, a young wife, a male caretaker, a famous lost son, a police officer, a love, a boy genius, an ex-boy genius, a game show host, and a strange daughter will each become part of a dazzling multiplicity of plots. But one story... 1999's Magnolia.
How do you shake your... How does a human being do
no
that?
I have no idea.
He just shook his head like, I've never seen this.
Nobody had ever seen Tom Cruise play a character like this before, and I don't think he's played one like this since.
No, it was his last and final Academy Award. Last and final. I don't think he's ever getting nominated again, but...
Tame the Pussy.
Right? That's right.
He's done so many goddamn movies.
He's done so many.
All right. I've not seen this movie either.
Come on!
on.
I saw this movie in Greece. I found a theater to see it at.
I own the,
really? Greece.
I own the DVD.
Everybody owns the, it's the, it, when you walk into a guy's house and they have the DVD collection without fail, mm-hmm. that's there with maybe like Bloodsport.
Wait,
like,
guys,
it's always there.
Or is it that good?
Oh,
maybe
I love
it's
it. As a five-star movie.
Absolutely.
Okay. Although I feel like I'm alone.
Thank you.
All right. I see what Gina's trying to do here. The critics love this one. I loved it as well.
It's Paul Thomas Anderson's follow-up to Boogie Nights.
I am going to love Boogie Nights. And I used to work at the Flask liquor store where Ernie Anderson, the voice of ABC, Paul's dad, used to come in. Ernie Anderson was the guy who'd go, he'd be like, someone's killing showgirls and Dan wants to know why. Next on Vegas. So it's great. It's great. And then it'd be like, Joanne Worley on the Love Boat. Like he was that.
Yep.
Ernie Anderson was the bad 70s ABC, Charlie's Angels, Love Boat, Vegas. He did all. You got to find one of those. And lived over in like Toluca Lake, not Toluca Lake, sort of Toluca Village or whatever it is off of Colfax and Ventura there. And he used to come into the liquor store I worked in when I was in high school, and he'd bring his
Did he bring little Polly? Say hi, Polly. Have you seen Barry Lyndon?
He'd bring his little kids in, yeah.
I remember it well.
Well, if you ever want a custom one, nobody does a better Ernie Anderson than Brian Whitman. Doing those liners. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, it was always perfect. So you got to find some of those. They're either Love Boat, Vegas, or Charlie's Angels. All right. Great movie. Loved every second of it. Never stopped watching it. I'm going to go 89.
93.
94. 92. Oh, quite a spread.
Magnolia is certified fresh at 84.
Oh, I'm shocked. But the people have it at 89, a 22-point deduction.
That's not true, Jeff.
All right. Wait, do you have
84.
Do you have?
It's very long and it's a
it
little.
It is. And the frogs at the end is super weird. Yeah.
Do you have Ernie Anderson?
Wednesday, Chris is an eyewitness to murder and the killer plots revenge.
Come on, Burton, forget it.
On Charlie's Angels. Then Dan Tanner sniffs out a ring of white slavers.
White slavers?
$25,000.
Moving in on Vegas.
Wednesday.
Oh my God.
I got to hear it one more time. White slavers.
Wednesday, Chris is an eyewitness to murder and the killer plots revenge.
Come on, Burton, forget it.
On Charlie's Angels. Then Dan Tanner sniffs out a ring of white slavers.
Your body and your looks are worth $25,000.
Moving in on Vegas.
Wednesday.
Every third episode of every TV show produced in the 70s was loosely based on a hot chick witnessing a murder, and now she needed to be protected. I don't know what's going on with hot chicks today, but they don't see shit. Back in the 70s, every third hot chick was a witness to something, and then somebody would always see the hot chick and go, Cobra was all about the hot chick witnessing something.
You know what changed?
Mm.
Heads down, smartphones.
They're all on their smartphones now. They used to have their heads on swivels like linebackers dropping back into a hook zone.
Hey, I got something real good.
Hot chicks just walking around. What's going on over there? Wait a minute. Someone's being abducted. Next thing you know, they got a target on their back. But good-looking detective guy has to protect hot chick, but he's going alone.
Wasn't that the plot of Witness, essentially?
That's exactly
what it was. Hot chicks would notice everything back in the day. Now they notice nothing.
By the way, Cobra is what made me when I heard you go on the Bill Simmons show and talk about Cobra for an hour, that was it for me. I kid you not. I knew my buddy Joel Solomon. I was like, I gotta meet Adam Carolla. The man just talked about one of my favorite movies of all time for an hour.
Hey Jeff, what are you doing at the end of November? Wanna go on a cruise with us where we are going to break down the movie? Not kidding.
Cobra will be broken down on the Love. No, we are going on a cruise, and Cobra will be broken
down. It's one of the greatest of all times.
It is such a great movie. On like a 1,000 different levels.
This is going to be a seven-hour movie.
Yep.
It will.
It alerted me to the 80s theme of music videos in the middle of movies.
Oh, the montage.
Chick montage.
Absolutely.
Has nothing to do with anything other than it's in other movies, yep, so it gets a pass. All right, listen, with my minus 5 points and my off five there, I'm at zero right now. Here we go.
All right, up next, Tom Cruise plays Ray Ferrier during an alien invasion. He's got to protect his kids. He tries to rebuild a relationship with his children while aliens are trying to kill him. In 2005's War of the Worlds.
Shockingly relentless movie.
Yeah. My issue with this one is where he wore a Yankees hat. I'm a big Red Sox fan. He had a Yankees hat in this movie.
I didn't like the fact that he had a 65 Mustang Rent-A-Racer Hertz car, and he was rebuilding an engine for it, and he was rebuilding a 302 and not a 289. I know that bumped you as well, Gina.
It was one of my biggest problems
with it. Would have been rebuilding a 289. Would have been period correct to put the 289 in there.
Bring it up.
And also, speaking of cars, the electrostatic shock that the aliens gave, it screwed up the solenoid on the starter of all the cars, so like no cars could be started except for the one minivan that Tom Cruise decided to commandeer.
He told the guy to fix it. He said that's the problem with it, and that one car got fixed by
that
guy. But
here's the deal. Every car was rendered sort of null and void, but any car that was a stick shift could be bump started. You won't need the starter. So now this movie's 12 years old now or whatever it is. And back then, 20% of the cars on the road were still stick shifts or whatever. But if you had a stick shift, you could push it, pop the clutch, start the car minus the starter. So it shouldn't have been every car. Should have been the lion's share of the charge.
This is also when Cruise, this is the famous time when he lost his mind. This is right around when he did the
couch jump.
This is couch jumping up and when he did the Matt Lauer interview.
And setting up, there was a rumor that there was just tons of tents as far as I could see on set to get people to do the
To do the thing. Yeah. Because he switched, this is the publicist switch when he went to his sister.
Wait, the tents were where?
On set. Trying to get the extras and the crew and everyone to come read the E-Mater.
To do the Scientology thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Did not know this.
Supposedly now there's just one, but this was like when it got to its height, so there was a ton.
It was like
young
a carnival.
Dakota Fanning in this thing?
Dakota Fanning. She was the best in it.
Tim Robbins? Tim Robbins.
This is a wildly effective movie. Steven Spielberg.
But the Tim Robbins scene is super boring.
It's good.
The
one in the basement?
Yeah, the one where you know they're saving budget, where they spend an hour in a basement with nothing.
It didn't really go anywhere, though, right? It was like build, 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 and then we're done.
No, remember what killed them was?
Birds?
No, parasites.
Parasites.
Yes, the flu. Yeah, bird, you know.
Bird strike. Sully.
Birdemic.
Yeah. Okay. Tough. So it's like an entertaining movie that just sort of coasted to a stop at the end. I am going to say critics did not love this one, but is it fresh? I'm going to say they gave it a begrudging 63.
Oh, this is the separation point. I said 83.
I've never seen it. Don't care about it. I know Spielberg's involved, but I still said 51.
I think it's pretty good.
I went 69. I'm worried it's pretty low, actually.
War of the Worlds is fresh. It's 74.
Ooh, 74. What did you say? I said 63.
I said 69. Do I get something?
You get some points.
For being
69 enough, you will get something. But you have to stay busy. I mean, you really have to keep your nose to the grindstone. I realize I put 69ing on my list of things I may never do again. You know, like I have
only
these thoughts about...
Only you're in control of that.
Once in a while, I have these thoughts about, like, are you ever going to play, like, a real pickup football game, like, ever again?
Tackle.
Like, a real, like, out, you know, like, a in earnest kind of football game?
Right. Maybe,
probably,
maybe.
Probably never 69ing.
No.
That's certainly not sure. The same day.
Oh, God. That actually might be the only way you can do it.
That's
just
right.
Just, like, lay on top
That's
of me.
Right.
I can't move. I'm in traction.
All right. It's close, but I'm feeling good. Here we go.
Our final movie.
Oh, it's our final?
Final movie. He made so many.
No, it's not.
We got two more.
I'm sorry. This next movie includes the music of Journey, Bon Jovi, Def Leppard, and other artists as they underscore a tale of big dreams in Hollywood. Tom Cruise has a part in it. 2012's Rock of Ages.
Jeff, did you see this movie?
I didn't.
Oh, I did.
I saw his scenes, but I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
Baldwin's in this, right?
Yeah. A lot of people in this. Yeah. My Dancing with the Stars.
This isn't a Tom Cruise movie.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It's not Tom Cruise.
It's not a Tom Cruise movie at all.
No. All right.
He plays Stacy Jacks. He's essentially a featured cameo almost. He's in like 4 or 5 scenes.
Okay. So what are we talking about here? I mean, are we talking about teens? Are we talking about in the we know it's not fresh, but
by the poster.
Is it 47 or is it 17?
Anything's on the table.
Anything is on the table, for real, with this movie.
I feel like I'm a little bit in the lead, a little bit. I'm going to try to protect it a little bit.
Going to the prevent defense?
It was a Broadway play.
That's true.
People don't like it, yeah. And then but the music, but people like the songs with a 41.
I hated this movie. Tom Cruise, to be fair, was fantastic. He really was the lone bright spot, and for that, 38.
I just am feeling very negative today. I'm saying 25.
I'm in between you guys, and I remember watching scenes from it and thought it was the worst piece of shit ever, so 28%.
Well, someone's right on the nose again.
Oh, no.
It wasn't me, because I said 28.
And his name is still Adam Carolla.
No!
Rotten at 41%.
41%.
You might be back to single digits.
Why are you so good at this?
It's like I'm good at everything, and this is just one other thing. You know what I mean? Like, I'm good at things,
and this is a thing,
you know?
Is that a monkey in a cruise director's uniform?
Yes, okay. I'm also mad that you guys chose this as one of the Tom Cruise. This is not
offensive.
A fucking Tom Cruise movie.
No, but in a weird way, it's sort of diabolical to push this one in there.
Yeah, it's mean. Why not Cocktail or something?
Well, because that's we've done those a thousand times.
Oh, yeah.
That's the problem.
We've done this game many times.
You have with Cruise?
Yeah.
Again,
Cruise Films.
But this is the, see, you've done it many times with the greatest modern living actor.
That's
not
true.
The greatest. That's a movie star.
Leap.
It's a movie star.
Movie star.
Yes.
All right. Last one. Here we go.
Last one has Robert Redford. And
oh, see, this movie, fucking, this movie's terrible.
And inspired by their idealistic professor. A doctor has to do something meaningful with their lives, something like that, and they ship out to Afghanistan. I don't know. It's from 2007. It's called Lions for Lambs.
Nobody saw this movie.
I've never heard of it.
You haven't?
Oh, God. What? 07?
Yep.
Is that Meryl Streep in there?
Yeah.
Yep.
Jesus Christ.
I
wish it was something I had some feeling for, because I think I'm sitting at like 5 or 6 right now, but I could be 25 points off on this.
This is during the Valkyrie Lions for Lambs run when I think he thought he might get a Best Actor nod, and then that ship sailed, and then he went back
now
to
mission. Now he knows who he is.
And they went back. Yeah. Seriously.
Has anybody seen this movie here?
I did.
You did.
You did.
I saw it once in the theater, and I was like, because it's a Tom Cruise, and it was great. It was.
All right. Now, but can the critics take this title and Meryl Streep and Robert Redford and just go, sorry, 30%. Sorry.
I don't have much of an inkling, but I do know that when a movie's bad, no matter who's in it, a righteous kill with De Niro and Pacino, they'll slaughter.
Yeah, they love to do that even more, I think, with the
sometimes
big ones.
They'll jump on. If it's,
what was the theme again, Dawson?
Tom Cruise.
Thank you. Of the movie, specifically Lions for Lambs. They may have came up with the title, but the idea that he was serious about is what I love.
Oh my God.
Inspired by their idealistic professor, Dr. Mallory, who's played by Robert Redford, to do something meaningful with their lives, Arian, played by Derek Luke, and Ernest, played by Michael Pena, join the military and ship out to Afghanistan. Their experiences tie together two separate but related stories. In California, Mallory tries to break through to a disaffected student, while in Washington, D.C., a presidential hopeful played by Tom Cruise prepares to give a journalist played by Meryl Streep the scoop of a lifetime.
This is amazing.
Just put it this way. Meryl Streep did not get nominated for this.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean?
Really,
all right.
That's a good indicator.
Pick up football, 69ing, and scoops of a lifetime, I think, are things I'm never going to participate in again. All right. I am flummoxed. I'm going to try to protect the lead here. Playing defensively. It can't be positive, but the cast is too strong. The theme is too good, and the title is too fucked out. I'm going to go 52%.
Damn it. 55.
48.
50. Wow, we're all on the same page. We did the same. We all play Preventee.
Lions for Lambs 19. Is rotten.
19.
And 27.
Oh, that's bad.
Wow.
So wait, close to that single-digit score.
And if we had seen this poster, we probably all would have been closer to that score.
Look at
that's
Meryl Streep's face.
Poster.
Look at Meryl Streep. That's
and she's a brunette.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm definitely last. I lost.
I may have won, but I was playing for pride. I was trying to get myself down into the into the single digits or the teens or the
it's
whatever. But
for
I
a
just
reason.
Got a big old chunk right there. All right.
Coming in last place with a score of 80.
That's me.
Gina Grad.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
It's not your fault.
Sorry. Thanks.
And that leaves the three guys. There's a tie for, I guess we'll call it second place.
Well, we know who that is.
And that concerns Brian and Jeff, tied at 51.
Sounds like a good gay couple.
Which means that Adam Carolla won the game with a score of 31 points. Well done.
Thank you. Yeah, I tacked on like 25 on the last one.
Lions for Lambs is the tough one.
Yeah.
I'm mad that you guys chose those two movies.
Try, you got to play the game, man. You know how we do it.
And that game was from September of 2017. I love Tom Cruise movies. So I'm glad we got that category out of the way.
I'm a huge Tom Cruise head. I love everything he
Me
does.
Me too.
Yeah, coming up, it's weird about Rotten Tomatoes game. I forgot about the Dennis Miller era that's coming up.
Oh, yeah. Spoiler alert.
So it's pretty soon no more Atchity, but lots of Dennis Miller, and he's not very good at the game.
Dennis Miller does not do well. All right, that'll do it for today's Corolla Classics. Thanks again to everybody for listening. We want to remind everybody about GEICO, because if you own or rent, then of course it's hard work. But let's make that hard work easier by bundling those policies with your auto policy. That's right. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with that auto policy. And it's a good thing because you got so much going on already. So here's what you do. You visit GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. How easy does that sound, Gio?
It's GEICO easy!
Oh, yeah. Visit GEICO.com today. That's GEICO.com. Corolla Classics is back tomorrow. We'll see you there in the Corolla Classics feed, so subscribe. My name's Chris Loxamana. That's Super Fan Giovanni.
Got all those part twos coming tomorrow. Mahalo and get it on.
Pluto TV is playing the biggest movies every night this summer for free. Watch hit movies like The Matrix, G.I. Joe Retaliation, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Scary Movie, Runaway Bride, and more all summer long. Check out the biggest stars like The Rock, Keanu Reeves, Tom Cruise, Julia Roberts, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and more. Plus, Pluto TV has hundreds of free TV channels in English and Spanish featuring TV shows, news, sports, comedy, and more, all for free. Download the free Pluto TV app on your favorite streaming device, including Android and Apple smartphones. Pluto TV. Drop in. Watch free.